Welcome to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez. A trip of music discovery, Jamie is picking people he thinks you'll really like. Musicians, artists, producers, and everyone involved in the world of music. Here's your host, Jamie Rodriguez.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? With my new radio voice, Jamie Rodriguez. How's it going? That's not really my new radio voice. I'm just in a good mood. That's what happens when you're hitting fall. You're about to break into the Halloween period in the year, and I just get excited. But yeah, let me know what you're going to do for Halloween. But of course, this is Jamie Rodriguez, your host of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. And we are joined once again by friends of our show, Minneapolis-based indie folk band Good Morning Bedlam, Isaac Elker and Victoria, who plays bass and sings as well, join us today, and they have released a fabulous new single called Sticks and Stones, guys. Follows up their special album from earlier this year, Lulu, which if you haven't heard, check it out. And this new single, Sticks and Stones, is just catchy, the video is wonderful, and we are thrilled to have her. And we actually had a really good conversation, guys. We talked about, you know, why people hold on to grudges. We talk about, you know, the preparation, mental and physical, for a long tour, like the one that they're embarking on. We talk about creative risks, because this, sonically, this is a big creative risk for them. It paid off, but, you know, they changed their sound completely. It evolved, and it's wonderful. We talk about finding the right producer to take a project to the finish line. We talk about what happens when ideas don't stick in a groom setting. It was just a great chat, and we were so glad to have our friends of Good Morning Bedlam back in the show. Make sure to check them out on tour, because they are going to be on tour, touring quite a bit. GoodMorningBedlam.com for dates. So welcome to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. If you're new to the show, subscribe to our newsletter at JRodConcertsMedia.com. Every Friday, the 5 new songs you ought to know. Without further ado, Good Morning Bedlam on the show.
There you guys are.
Hello.
Minnesota's favorite export. Maria and Isaac. Good seeing you guys. How are you?
We're well.
Yeah, we're doing great. What about you?
What a difference the weather makes. Last time we talked was January. We're all in turtlenecks. We're all like hunkered down. Like, look at you guys. You guys are like in tropical paradise. Where are you?
We're actually, we're up in northern Wisconsin right now. We're taking just a few days away from home. We've been on the road all summer.
Yeah.
So we're just taking a few days to just relax and be out in nature.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. And love to see you guys. And of course, our friends from Good Morning Bedlam, for my audience, joining us this morning from their HQ there in Wisconsin. What a great song, by the way, guys. Sticks and Stones, the new single. I mean, guys, just immediately catchy. Let me just play like a little bit here for my audience, like just 10 seconds, because it's so darn good. We haven't stopped listening to it. I mean, it's just, I mean, look at this.
The vocals. I'll drink it in and let it go until only.
So good, guys.
Love is left coursing through my bones.
Anyway, sorry. Just indulge me there for a second. Just had to do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, but,
so excited that it's out.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Tori. But yeah, like I said, you guys have been doing a massive tour, you know, just like Isaac said, you know, it's going to end in basically December, guys. You're going to tour like pretty hardcore coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, what kind, Tori, of preparation does it go for like an endeavor like this? You know what I mean? Like, it's just mind blowing mentally and physical when you're like going to hit the road like this.
You know, I think that kind of what we said we're doing right now, taking some time away from home just to be out in nature and relax, really preps you for being out on tour. And also just getting having the new single, having some new music out, makes me so much more excited to go out on the road. And even though sometimes it can be stressful or the logistics can be a lot, it's so much more fun when you have new material to bring to people, and something really fun to promote along with it. So I think that, yeah, there's all the logistics, but we're used to it by now. You know, this is our full-time gig. So it's just all part of a day's work, but it's so much more fun to have something new to bring on the road, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tori, and your vocals, Tori, in this new single are like, they shine through. Obviously, Isaac always shines, but it's great here because, you know, you used to sing way before you played the bass, right, Tori?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
I love it. I love it. It's like a full circle moment here. Isaac, let me ask you about this. You know, early on, and I was thinking about this earlier, you know, the way that you guys have evolved your sound, it's incredible. And not just with Lulu to this new single, but from the older songs like, you know, Dancing Fool or like The Zoo. The way that you guys are able to just kind of like cut through the doubts, like cut through the bullshit and take creative risks, it's like, it's just magnificent, man. This is a big part of your process, right?
Yes. You know, I think one thing we've always wanted to do is take risks. And I think, you know, especially like you were saying from the previous records, even I feel like there's a divide between the first two records and then Lulu is starting to move in this new direction. And then Sticks and Stones, the new song, I feel like is really latching on to like a bigger sound that Lulu is starting to move towards. And that is a little scary when you're bringing something new to people, because listeners, you know, when they find you or they start listening to you or start coming to shows, they get into a certain sound. And so to kind of branch out. But I think one thing that we have that has made that kind of easier for us is that we've always tried weird stuff. Tried different stuff. Even on one record, you might find something that sounds a little bit like Squirrel Nut Zippers, and also then another song that sounds like The Head and the Heart. Like, we have always loved to experiment. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's actually one of the things that people have come to, they kind of get excited about. They kind of feel like it all sounds like Good Morning Bedlam somehow. But what is going to be that like extra flavor in that next song?
Yeah.
And so it gives us a lot of freedom to try a lot of stuff. And so that's what makes being creative such an enjoyable process. And so
definitely
100%. My favorite part.
Yeah. No, you guys are rocking it. And Tori, like a song like this, like Sticks and Stones, how long have you guys been working on it? Like what's been the life cycle of this song? Because love the lyrics, the production's great. You know, the mix is great. Like walk us through it. Like, what was the lifespan of it?
Yeah, I think was it in February where you kind of came up with the melody? You had the melody, a part of the melody for a while had been like deep in Isaac's voice memos. And then he kind of brought it out, and Isaac and I will, you know, we'll write together. We both like try to write in the mornings, especially in the winter time. And we were just playing around with the melody at first. And then we both like tried writing verses with the melody we had come up with. And then we would tweak the verses and work on the lyrics. And then I think we created a demo from there in March for the rest of the band to like, for our violinist and our trumpet and keys player to listen to and to write their parts to. And then we all got in the room together in about April.
Yeah, I think it was April.
And really like crafted and composed all the different pieces and moments musically in the song. We get really nitpicky. Like I think there was a very heated disagreement about some of the harmonies, like even though they're in the background. But you know, and it's all to serve the song. So that's kind of whenever we're writing together and crafting a song together, we always go in with the mindset of like, leave your ego at the door and work as hard as you can to make the most satisfying, most exciting version of the song that helps tell the story of the song. And then in May, is it the end of May or beginning of June?
End of May, we recorded
End of May, we went into the studio and recorded with Zach Zern over at Carpet Boot Studios,
which is where we did the Lulu record.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, bringing it to Zach, it was always really fun because we play it live for him in the room. And then we talk about, and after we play it live, we talk about, okay, what's the vision for this song? What do we want to accomplish with this recording? And what do we want to capture? And then it's just really fun. Like, cause Zach is able to be like, what if you tried this? What if we did this? And we're able to really try lots of different things. Like it was especially fun to get like the different keys sounds going that are really funky and different for us. Like we have lots of piano in Lulu, but definitely not that keys sound, which is different. And trying lots of other things, like, you know, having a full drum kit on there. And
yeah, I was gonna mention that one. One thing in the progression of our records is like the earlier stuff, it's all very like kick and tambourine kind of stuff, which is, you know, a lot of what I do live. I do that with my feet since we don't have a drummer right now. And then in Lulu, our producer started pushing us more towards drums, and I would pull back a little bit and be like, oh, I think that's too big. And then by the time we got in there for Sticks and Stones, this new song, I was like, let's go all out. Like, you know, I take a little bit of time to convince sometimes, even into really good ideas, I'll get stuck in the thing. But even, yeah, just the how big the percussion is or the drums is, mm-hmm. has been a really big change for, I think, how much of the groove it gives the song too, though. I think it was important to go all out.
So guys, our next partner has a product I am using literally every day. I started taking Athletic Greens because honestly, I was feeling kind of sluggish. I was struggling, you know, I was getting some weight. My energy levels were going down. I'm like, what is happening? And, you know, we got to be on the move, as you know. We got to be, you know, putting out quality content. And, you know, our gut health was not where it was, where it needed to be. Our energy was crashing. Our immune system was also down, by the way. And, you know, I don't like taking pills, vitamins. We never quite sure what's in it. We wanted a supplement that would also taste great. And Athletic Greens, even though it had a lot of hype, we wanted to see what it was about. But we've been on it for about a month and a half now. And quite frankly, the benefits have been astronomical. And I have to just tell you about it. It's super healthy, but it doesn't taste like it. It's delicious. It has like a tropical taste to it. And I look forward to it each morning. You know, I incorporated it with water every day. And quite frankly, it's just completely changed my life. And 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods, source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens that help you start your day right. And this blend of ingredients pretty much supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging as well. It's just fantastic in every way. So it's like a daily micro habit that makes it easy to absorb key nutrients, lead a healthy lifestyle, and feel my best no matter what the day holds. One scoop, once a day with water, and it changes quite a bit. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health, guys, and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/jrodconcerts. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/jrodconcerts to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Yeah,
totally. I mean, it just seems like, you know, you guys work with a team that gets what Good Morning Bedlam's about. And I mean, that's super important. We have a lot of friends here in Nashville. My friend Maggie Roach, she's recording her new album and she's struggling like to find a new voice that like gets what she's about. And that's a thing, right? Like you guys can have like a perfect, that would freak me out as a songwriter. Like if you have a beautiful thing, you know, beautiful melody, and you give it to the person that doesn't quite get it, even if it's a bigger name and just kind of like doesn't take it to the finish line properly, right?
Yeah. Yes. And that's what I really do think, that the producer or the like engineer in the studio, or sometimes if it's the same person, can act as that extra band member that really can change the song for the better. And especially when it's done right, I feel like that's why we keep going back to this studio carpet booth, because it feels like, oh, this person is able to come in and look at what we've made and say, I'm going to try to fully understand what you want this to be. And I'm going to help give suggestions that you wouldn't have thought of because you're stuck in the song, you know,
or be able to point out when maybe something specific that you're really stuck on because you're emotionally attached to it is actually not serving the vision of where you said you wanted the song to go.
Yeah.
And those things can be really hard to kind of sort through when you're so emotionally attached to a song where you're like, but I love that moment. And to have somebody come in that you know is going to, that they care a lot, that the song is what you want it to be, but can also step outside of it emotionally and say, but remember how you also wanted to be this thing over here. I don't think they're connecting, you know? Yeah,
right. Like yeah, that's fascinating. Yeah. Like Tori, what happens Tori, if you're, you know, with Isaac and somebody else and they bring out this great idea and they get really excited about it, but you don't love it. But they're really excited. Like, what happens? Yeah. Like, do you kind of just like take it in, and then like during a break, you pull Isaac aside and you're like, I don't love it, you know?
Well, actually, what's nice about being in the in this room of people that we've been around is like we try everything. So someone will have an idea and be like, well, I think we should really try this, or really try this type of percussion, or maybe like this violin riff. And maybe in your head, you're like, I'm not too hot on that. Like, I don't know if that's going to work. But the attitude in the room is try it, record it, listen back. And then when we listen back to it, everything's, you know, nothing's precious. And so then I do feel like there's plenty of space and room for me to be like, you know, I see how you thought that was cool, but I just don't think it's, I don't think it's right. And I don't think it's serving it. And sometimes, you know, we can't come to an agreement right in the moment. And so we take the day and we say, okay, sleep on it. Let's come back and talk about it again. And we'll listen to it with fresh ears in the morning. And sometimes that solves the problem as well. Like sometimes your perspective changes once you sleep on it, you come back with a fresh ear and you're like, you know, I really don't care. Or, yeah. You know,
or you come back and you say, I feel even stronger. And the other person's like, you know, now that I've slept on it and I'm away from my own emotional, you know, yeah. my idea. Yeah. I can see what you're saying. You know, yeah. 9 times out of 10, I feel like, I think that we trust each other enough within the group to do that.
I'm telling you, you guys are like a philosophy more than a band, a way of life. I love it. I mean, and this song is about not holding grudges, which is so damn great as well. And like, you know, the way that you guys rocked that Blue Ox crowd earlier in Eau Claire was incredible. Everyone happy. You know, what have you discovered, you know, Isaac, from the road? Like, why you connect with people so well. Why do people hold grudges like this? Like, when really, like, you know, what have you seen? Like, why is it so hard for people to just let go of stuff?
I think that that is such a hard question. Okay, I think my personal opinion would be, for some reason, it seems like humans tend to really struggle with balance, to find the middle ground between things. I know that's something that I really struggle with. And so it seems like it's hard to really find nuance, especially when pain is involved. And so people tend to swing all the way to like, I'm going to hold grudges and be really resentful. And then the fear on the other end of the spectrum is, well, I'm going to let people walk over me, or I'm going to let everything go. But like, how do you find ways of dealing with painful situations and working through those emotions or working through those different things, and then finding a space where you can actually genuinely let those things go out of a space of understanding or understanding that your self-worth isn't always tied to how somebody else feels about you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's always trying to find that balance of self-acceptance and an authentic ability to self-critique.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can blend those, and I think that takes oftentimes having a good community around you, of people that you trust that can also tell you, help you kind of figure out when you should be a little harder on yourself maybe, and when you should be a little softer on yourself, because both those things are extremely important in different situations.
And I think for us as musicians, I think why this concept has been really important is, you know, we travel a lot. We meet lots of different people from all different walks of life, vastly different opinions, vastly different, you know, socioeconomic spaces in life. And what I've come to realize is like, they might have opinions of other people, like often, like you'll be in a part of the country and they'll be like, I hate those people over there. But maybe they've never met them in person.
Right.
They just like see something online or like have an idea of others. And they like put all like, they're like, well, these people are bad and I'm trying to be good and these people are bad. And so I'm going to see them as bad I've made up my mind that I don't like them. When we meet everybody. And what I've really come to realize is that most people are trying to be good. They're
right.
trying to be their version of good. And they really are. I guess I'm lucky because I get to interact with people after they've experienced music, which is a gift. So often people are in a good mood. You know, I'm not a bank teller, so that would be a different kind of job.
Not a customer service rep.
But when I get to interact with people, I have a gift of like seeing them at their happy, seeing them in a happy moment, or in a moment of like emotional vulnerability. You know, often people after our show, like after our shows, will be in a state of like, I just got to feel things. I just got to be open. And when I meet, when you meet people in that way, you realize like, you know, why you don't really know people until you come face to face with them.
Right.
And you actually have to like, you have to grapple with their humanity and with the fact that like they've lived a whole life and they've seen, you know, they've grappled with all these different things as well. So it's, I think doing those things and playing live to people all over the country in very different spaces has really challenged me to not, you know, totally judge people before I meet them and before I interact with them. And I don't, that's just like my perspective on the song, like zooming out from just a personal, you know.
I mean, it's one of the greatest things about you guys, you know, your music, your shows, it's all light. It's all connection. It's just a beautiful thing that you guys do. It's like a purpose, actually. One of the greatest things that you guys do. And guys, you guys have been awesome with your time. But I have to ask you about TikTok, because Isaac has been, or whoever's in charge of your TikTok, you guys are killing it. is this something that you guys enjoy? Because I know here in Nashville, some people love it and they're like, you know what? We're going to love it. And others are like, screw this, you know, making one TikTok, we could be making a verse, we could be making a chorus. Where do you guys fall on this? But you guys seem to be like really like doing great.
Well, something that's been fun is that our new member who joined us in February, Dawson, who plays the trumpet and the keys, he was going to join us, but he couldn't today on the podcast. But he has actually been really into making the TikToks.
He runs the TikTok, which is great. Yeah. We needed somebody to do it. Yeah. And he loves doing it.
Perfect.
And we're not, you know, against TikTok. We just, it's not, it doesn't fall into our natural skill set.
I'm terrible at it.
Yeah.
But Dawson is awesome. And he like, he really got into it and has a lot of fun with it. And I think that like, because he's having fun with it, we have more fun doing them.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun to, you know, because if we were trying to make TikToks, I feel like Tori and I would be like, okay, what do we need to do? Okay, we need to do this. You know, whereas Dawson's like, I've got this really fun idea. Can you guys like stand over there and act weird? And we're like, we can definitely do that. That we can do. Like, we're happy to do that.
Oh my God.
I think with TikTok, the main thing that I've learned is not to be precious about it. You know, I feel like often when artists, especially, we're so used to like, or bands or musicians are used to making videos that look really good and like sound really good and look professional. And I think with TikTok, it doesn't all have to look that way. Sometimes the ones that do the best are the ones that are just random and silly and
I think,
easy.
You know, I think that's one really beautiful thing in the music industry in general. One of the things that was actually good that came out of like the whole COVID experience is that I think so many musicians are such perfectionists, and I think that I'm on the top of that list. So I'm mostly talking about myself, but this idea of like, all of a sudden everybody was just in their living rooms and they're like, this is what I do.
Right.
And the response from everyone is people feel more connected because if you do something really produced online, okay, they see that and then they go to the show and the show is going to be super produced, you know, and it's all production. But it's, I think it's something really nice for people that in this day and age, people really want to go deeper, it feels like, than just putting on the record or just going to the show and seeing you as there. They want to like be brought in. And so to sit on a couch and say like, I'm talking about this song and then I'm going to play a song and the sun's going down and my lighting's not good and people are okay with it, I think. And I think that's something really cool about the accessibility of that kind of thing. And TikTok, I think, is a big factor of that, whether or not I'm horrible at it.
Agreed. And Gen Z, like, you know, the younger kids, I think they're more in tune with what Tori's saying. Absolutely. They're more just, you know, unpolished, just being themselves. But anyway, Isaac, Tori, always a pleasure having you guys. Fantastic single. I mean, love the direction the band is going. You guys are amazing. And, you know, always great having you guys. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck on tour.
Thank you.
You've been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast with Jamie Rodriguez.